Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
The first full day of fall coming up in about an hour.
Wow. It certainly feels it this morning.
It does, indeed. But it's not going to. It's going to warm up again.
We'll take it. Those days are numbered.
Boy, it's, what happened to summer? Did we have a summer?
It's really weird because in some ways it seemed like things were dragging because of the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't really able to enjoy the summer, right, even though it was a hot summer. So it just, in some ways, it felt like it just flew by because of that part of it, you know.
But, very true, yeah. How's the city doing pandemic-wise so far?
Well, we're holding our own, I think, you know. We've had some, as you know, we've had ups and downs. It's just the way it is. That's why you have averages, right? You know, the school stuff, I think Kevin Mulvey and his team have done a fantastic job working it, as have the committee members and teachers and principals and everyone just working very hard to pull this off and to make the best we can out of a difficult situation, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, the first responders continue to do what they do. You know, every other department's working hard. We still haven't, you know, we still haven't figured out the senior center quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Health commission thinks it's still a little soon for that, and understandably so. That's certainly the population that's most vulnerable in this. So we're kind of taking that very carefully.
Of course, yeah, I know there are some online offerings, and we have some programs here on TV for folks to enjoy. But it's certainly
right.
Not the same, of course.
Right.
How is the hybrid school model going so far?
Well, so far, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's kinks and bugs to be worked out, you know, in general. But, you know, it's going okay.
Very good. Speaking of learning, as you're aware, Mayor, last night, Finance Committee of the City Council did approve the $14 million appropriation for the new Special Education Learning Center. Your reaction to that?
Well, I certainly am grateful to the City Council seeing the wisdom in it because it is, as I've said a number of times publicly, you know, this is a twofer. One is we're providing excellent program, keeping our kids here in Quincy, not having to travel on the bus for hours a day. And two is it saves money over time. So, you know, to me, it's an easy one. You know, I mean, even if we weren't saving money, I think the moral commitment would be there, even by most of the counselors. But by saving money, even if you're not, you don't have kids in the schools or appreciate what this programming can do, as a taxpayer, you should be happy because it's going to save money as well. So it's a win-win. It truly is.
During the discussion, there was some talk about having the administration provide a 5-year capital plan of priorities. Is that something that your administration is working on?
Well, we, yes. In fact, we had told them we'll be presenting a 5-year plan, you know, and that's pretty much an encyclopedia. But as far as priorities goes, that will continue to evolve and change. You know, when you have an issue like what happened in Broad Meadows a couple of years ago, where we had the seawater inundate that plant and ruin the boilers and electric system the whole bit, well, all of a sudden, that's the priority, you know. So it's kind of a rolling plan, as most cities do. It'll be a 5-year rolling plan to pretty much identify all the needs of every department. And then, you know, I look at it as kind of the Bible going forward, operating out of, and then, you know, when we prioritize something, then it goes to the City Council for their debate, their, you know, doing their due diligence and the vote. So, you know, so we owe them the 5-year plan. We've had 5-year plans before them before. Continues to evolve, continues to change. That's why they called a rolling 5-year plan. And we'll be presenting that later this fall to them. We're putting the finishing touches on it. But that won't prioritize everything. That will identify all the need.
Okay, so needs versus wants or priorities versus wish list?
Well, I mean, we're an old city with a lot of infrastructure.
Sure.
So there's a lot of things over time, over 5 years, that have to be dealt with, whether it's equipment, whether it's, you know, some of our 80 municipal structures and buildings that we own. You know, you could be spending, like if we follow the model of most private sector folks when they do their buildings, every so many years they just completely gut the buildings, replace the furniture, replace everything, and they do that on a regular basis. Well, we're not in a position to do that. However, it is our responsibility to maintain our capital assets, and this plan identifies all those areas of our capital assets that need to be upgraded or rehabbed or replaced. And again, it's a document that covers every department, all the needs. You know, one is cynical, they could call it a wish list. I would just suggest it's identifying those things that may have to be dealt with. Because, you know, if we don't have it all in there, I'm sure a year from now, we went before the council with something, someone's going to flip through the page and say, geez, it wasn't in here. You know, why wasn't it in here? You know, it's kind of a no-win thing in that regard. That's why, you know, in the plan, I'm not prioritizing everything, but this, we're not, in the plan, we're just presenting the plan. We're not asking for any appropriation to go with the plan at that point. Mm-hmm. Once the plan is in their hands, and then we go to the council for various programs, projects, or priorities, and then we'll talk about those things as we do it. So I think it'll be a solid plan. I think it'll be a good tool for the council to use in the deliberations going forward.
There was some concern about taking on additional debt for the Learning Center during the pandemic and due to the uncertainty that might cause with the city's finances. How do you feel about that?
I think quite the contrary. I think we're at historic low interest rates that allow us to borrow at an incredible rate because we have a strong rating. We also have been reaffirmed with our strong management practices, this great confidence in the city. So I am not concerned about that, especially when we are saving money over time. How do you argue that point when we're saving money? One could argue we should be looking for savings if we're concerned about what could happen revenue-wise, right? So here's a program that's going to save money over time. So I think that's a hollow argument.
Okay. Also, as you're aware, Mayor, you're making an appropriation to upgrade the emergency radio communication system in the city. What is that all about?
Well, our old equipment is on, some of it is on Quincy Medical Center, which is now owned by Fox Rock. It's old, it's antiquated, it's barely running, and those buildings are going to come down. So we've put together a nice program working with our chiefs, our Brian Glavin from our information technology department, and other department heads. And what we're doing with this system, it will replace what was on the hospital, but it'll do more than that. It's going to upgrade the system. Now I'm getting more technical. I think it's, I don't know if it goes from analog to digital or vice versa. I'm not sure of the complexities of it, but it brings the state-of-the-art technology so the police and fire do not have dead spots. And when we do have an issue somewhere in the city, and should we lose power or this or that, this has an ability in it with the upgrades that we will not lose the whole system at any given time. So, you know, communications is huge in that world, as you know. Yeah. And if you have a major incident, you know, police, fire, talking to one another is huge, along with EMS. So it's old equipment that's been up there a long time. We've been band-aiding it, you know, duct tape and keeping it together, and now we're forced to do something because that building's going to be coming down anyway. So it's a good time to do the upgrades needed for our public safety people.
So it will be a separate tower, a new tower put up?
Yes, but nothing like the tower in West Quincy.
Right, yeah.
That's like 700 feet. I think this is like 125 feet.
Okay.
It's minimal. It'll be on a spot which is high anyway, so we don't need to go several hundred feet, you know, and it's probably similar to the height of the police station tower that nobody even notices.
Okay.
Down at the police station.
Over by the new dog park, I'm hearing, is that where it's?
Yes, we own that land. It's got some pretty good elevation to it, so that's what we're looking at, yes.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about plans to regulate short-term residential rentals in the city, Airbnbs, I guess, if you will, or other companies like that?
Yeah, well, as you know, under state law, it is allowed, but it hasn't been regulated very well. And over the years, we've had a lot of complaints from people, depending on who's obviously renting. So this ordinance, I think, forbids it from being in Residence A area and then puts in some serious guidelines so that we can, we can monitor it and make sure that it's not having an adverse effect on our neighborhood. So it'll get into the details of the ordinance in committee. Mm-hmm. Council can get around and subtract or add or reshape it. But, we've heard from a lot of people over the last two or three years that we felt it was time to put in some kind of regulation for it within our city.
Would the city reap any benefits, financial benefits from that?
Well, I think that, any good community, we want to get the tax benefit out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if somebody has to pay a tax at a hotel, why shouldn't they have to pay a tax on a rental such as that? So, yeah, that's I believe that's part of the ordinance as well.
Okay, very good. Also, the council last night honored Quincy Police Department for their response during the COVID-19 pandemic. I know you are supportive of first responders here in the city as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Joe. I know we've talked a lot about it, but from the start of this COVID, especially at the beginning when nobody really knew much about it as a disease and how it would be spread, et cetera, you know, the team just came together and just went to work. You know, the first responders, both police and fire, you never hesitated. I mean, they got smarter about things, and we made sure we got PPE for them, and there were certain protocols put in place, and certainly certain medicals that Brewster would go to anyway. Do we want to expose firemen and policemen with that, or just have the ones that are suited up and the paramedics deal with it? So, you know, we came together early. Of course, Ruth Jones was part of the discussion from day one. You know, all those things, we never missed a beat in the sense of, you know, we didn't miss dealing and serving the public while protecting our employees at the same time as best we could with the knowledge we had. And we just got some real great professionals in both departments. It's just a phenomenal job. So good for the council. That was certainly well-deserved.
Finally, Mayor, I thought I'd let you comment on the passing of former Mayor Joe Lauria.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we lost Walter Hannon a couple of years back.
Right, yeah.
That whole era, that generation, Joe was 88. Mayor McCauley and Mayor Tobin are up in the 90 range now at this point, and I wish them many more years of health and happiness. But it's kind of a reality check, you know, that we're not here forever. Joe was an interesting cat, a bit of a maverick in his day. Served on the city council several different times, and he'd run for some other offices, clerk of courts and all, but he did win the mayor's seat in a recount in 75 and served one term. And, you know, he like others that wanted to serve public service, he loved the city. He had his way of doing things. He had his ideas of doing things, and that's what it's all about. You put those forward, you run for office, you get in the arena, and you do the best you can. So certainly I'd been in touch with his wife Louise a few weeks back, checking in and how things were going. I talked to his brother Billy, who was a longtime fireman in Quincy, and I certainly extend my deepest sympathy on behalf of the city to Louise, his wife, and his children and spouses and grandchildren.
Sure.
Appreciate his service to this great city over his lifetime.
Yeah, I know the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, one of his lasting legacies.
That was his baby,
yeah.
Absolutely. And he enjoyed doing those Summerfest programs, and he loved to sing. I mean, he, you know, the old Hollow days, he'd be at the piano bar banging away. A good guy,
Appreciate your time, Mayor. Have a wonderful day.
You also. Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.